Good day, everyone. We celebrate the eve of the feast of St. George the Martyr, reflection from the Diocese of Nassau in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is the Venerable G. Kingsley, and I was assistant priest at St. Anne's in Providence, Bahamas. Let us pray. Almighty God, who gave your servant George boldness to confess the name of our Savior Jesus Christ before the rulers of this world, and courage to die for this faith, grant that we may always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in us, and to suffer gladly for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The reading for today, you may look in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 to 20, and 28 to 33. My theme is today, prepare for resilience. Prepare for resilience. Be fearless. St. George refused to give up his faith and make a sacrifice to pagan gods. So the emperor at the time, by the name of Diocletian, ordered that he, along with other Christians, be persecuted. There are many other stories surrounding the life and death of St. George. But what is most important is the fact that he stood for what he believed and demonstrated this with faith and courage and commitment. He was fearless. In the gospel for today, Jesus is sending out his apostles in a limited commission, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom to the lost sheep of Israel in St. Matthew's gospel, chapter 10 and verse 6. Jesus shows his heart for the world as he looked upon the crowds with compassion, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. In chapter 10, Jesus is preparing his disciples for what to expect when they go out with a mission of proclaiming Jesus as the good news of the kingdom. His disciples are sent compassionately into the world. We need to have the same care and compassion for people like Jesus. Now we're going to see that his disciples are to be sent fearlessly into the world to carry out their mission. Jesus tells his disciples in chapter 10, verse 16 to 22, that he's sending them into the world like sheep among wolves. Friends, that a frightening picture of what the work will look like. You are sent into the world that is harassed and helpless, but they are not going to understand your mission to help them. They are not going to embrace you and be grateful for your work. Rather, the condition is to be like sheep sent into the midst of wolves. So what are they supposed to do since they are being sent into the midst of wolves? Jesus says in verse 16 that they are to be wise and shrewd like serpents and innocent and harmless like doves. Now please note that Jesus does not say to act like a snake or act like a dove. He's using a particular aspect of snake and doves. Be wise and be innocent. Be shrewd and be harmless. Jesus is telling his disciples that he wants them to be innocent and gentle, but don't be naive or gullible. You are going to need practical wisdom and act with caution while you are proclaiming the gospel and helping the sheep. The shrewdness is not to harm others, but to be careful for yourselves because you are among wolves. Understanding you are among wolf means you are going to be careful with your words and your actions. But Jesus does not say that we cannot go among them because they are wolves. Rather, you must go among them, but know that you will need to act wisely and harmlessly. We need to think about emphasizing both aspects of the mission. Are we being harmless and innocent as we work in the world to show them Jesus? Stay tuned to part 2 of this presentation tomorrow. God bless.